Blog Talk Radio.
Depending on your time zone, and welcome everyone to Nightlight. Welcome light workers, light body energies, seekers of the light, watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers and querents, journeymen and journeyers, seekers, star children and philosophers, and all of those who are seeking reason and magic in these times of awakening, evolution, and transformation. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and together with Jeannie, we invite you to come in out of the mainstream and gather around our nightlight in the darkness and confusion of the times. This show represents a sort of pit stop on your cosmic journey, so sit back, share your light with other light-minded people, gather for a time and be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change. This is our own very small oasis in the turmoil that we call creation. Share with us your light. We'll share ours with you, and with any luck, we can generate enough light to not only light our ways, but provide light enough for others who are seeking as well. These journeys that we're on began a very, very long time ago and will continue long after this lifetime has faded into memory. So gathering together, as we do every week, generates energy that can and is drawn on by countless others. Coming together and blending our lights creates energy that serves not only ourselves, but humanity as well. If you'd like to learn more about me, I invite you to visit my website, barbaradelong.com. There's a ton of information there, as well as links to my blogs and my new store and the books that I've written and the documentaries that I'm involved in and the other things that I do in my spare time when I'm not doing Blog Talk Radio. There's also information on the other shows that I do, of which I'm very honored to be included in. On Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I do Matrix Radio. That's a roundtable discussion of all things paranormal and spiritual. And the host, who happens to be my husband, Patrick Cook, is a very amazing man. He manages to find the most unusual of topics and brings very insightful and informative information out into the open. So believe me, from UFOs to unicorns and everything in between, we have it covered. And actually, if things are going slow, Patrick just manages to stir things up in one way or another, so you never know exactly what's going to happen on his show. You can be assured, however, that it is fascinating and informative and hopefully very entertaining. We have a very good time doing it, and we've had some incredibly wonderful, wonderful guests on it. On the first Tuesday and the last Thursday of the month, I'm also honored to be on Almost Heaven with Lizzie Starr and Hazel. That show is on hiatus for this month, but we'll be back on in November. And it is really amazing to work with both of them. They are very spiritual, very talented ladies, and a joy to have fun with. So even if you're not tuning in just to hear me, tune into their show because it's fascinating. They cover a plethora of phenomenal subjects and topics, and of course they do readings there as well. And saying that, my co-host Jeannie is in the chat room, and though she doesn't read, though I suspect she does a lot more than she admits, so someday we're going to get her into reading here too. Not today though, Jeannie, you're safe today. She can answer most of your questions and give you information on the length of the queue and where you are and things like that. She's the one to contact. She's the co-host. I am not able to answer IMs, but Jeannie can, and does so with a great deal of speed and accuracy. So if you have a question of any sort, hit the co-host because she'll be able to give you information. I unfortunately won't probably even see that you sent me something. So we are going to be doing readings shortly. So if you would like to call and get in the queue and get a reading today, the call-in number is 347-857-2139. And it can get very, very long at the end of the show. So if you have been screened, then you will get read, even though the show goes off the air. I think I have about an hour extra time that I'm able to stay on air and answer questions. And, of course, they'll be archived so you can go back in and hear what's going on in your life. It's a very interesting time for all of us. And one of the things that I'm doing that is new, I have a number of things. I have, of course, my book, Whispers of Spiritual Wisdom, that's out there. It's on Kindle and it's on Amazon. We're working on Secrets of the Stones. We're working on Destiny of Man. We're working on the Bible and the paranormal. And I'm working on Universe of Divination. So there's a whole bunch of stuff going on here. And because, you know, we had extra time, we decided that we would do a psychic craft fair, psychic arts and crafts fair. And if you're in the Connecticut, New York area, I think it's well worth stopping in on this Saturday for the Awakenings Fair that's at the Crown Plaza Hotel in South Perry, Connecticut. The website for the fair is awakeningsfair.com. It has directions and all sorts of other good information, and it's a unique combination of incredibly talented artisans and, of course, spectacular psychics. And then at the end of the psychic fair and the craft show, go from 10 to 6 p.m. and then at 7 p.m. I'm doing a spirit circle, which is always a lot of fun, and it is limited seating. So if you're interested in that, give a call at 203-758-1210, and if there are still spaces available, we can get you in. Spirit circles are gallery-style readings. And for those of you that don't know what a gallery-style reading is, and certainly I didn't know until someone explained it to me, we sit in circle, and the medium, that would be me, taps into spirit energy that you've brought in with you. And everybody has spirits around them constantly. And I joyfully tap into spirits and give information from them. It's a lot of fun. I know traditionally it's been a very somber, it's almost like a seance atmosphere, but not really. The circles I do are not like that at all. They're full of fun and laughter and information from those on the other side. And it's a lot of fun. I have a tremendous amount of fun doing them. And actually, I didn't think other people would be that interested in them, but apparently they are. So do check that out. That's awakeningsfair.com. That's the website. And the vendors are amazing. They're just spectacular. And it's going to be fun because a lot of the fairs I work have vendors. And, you know, if the fair is slow, we go shopping. So I think we have the best of both possible worlds with the combination of psychics and vendors. So if the vendors are slow, they can get readings, and if the readers are slow, they can go shopping. So it's a perfect world for us. Again, if you'd like to get a reading, please call in ahead so that you do get one. The call-in number is 347-857-2139. Jeannie does the screening, and if she has screened you, we will definitely get to you. So, going to start in here. We've got Vince in California. Hi, Vince, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Doing very well, thank you. What's up with you?
Well, yesterday I went for a job interview, and I'm wondering if you see me getting this job.
I do see you starting a new job in October. So it does feel here as though, if not this one, one very soon. I just know that you have a new job in October, and that it does open you to a greater sense of contentment and security. It feels as though, what was this job for?
It's called Heritage Foods, and what they make is they make organic milk and organic juices.
Wow.
Yeah.
From what I can see, it feels as though this is a subject and a topic that's very close to you. So it does feel as though, if I were a betting person, I'd say yes. I know that you're going to hear back from them. I know that you're most probably going to have another interview or two.
Yeah, because she said that, the place that I went to for the interview yesterday is like is about a 40-minute drive from where I live. But what they want to have me working is in their plant in Riverside, which is like an hour and a 15-minute drive from where I live. And if I get this job and I do my probation and everything, I'm going to move out there, halfway out there anyway.
I think this is a good place for you. I think that you are, it feels to me as though this is a product that you believe in. And it does feel as though there's a sense of being at home within it. I feel strongly that this is something you'll get. It looks as though as you move into the November time frame, the November time frame is also looking at the cards in a different way, the house of career, it says to me that you're very at home within what you're doing. You're working very hard, and there's a spiritual aspect to what you're doing. So it feels as though it fits you, and it nurtures your spirit, and it opens you to a great deal of change within your life. So this looks like a really good thing for you.
Okay. Yeah, user break is, you know, I have no unemployment left. I've been at work for a while. And I finally got a job in August around my birthday, which was the 10th. And then I lasted 3 weeks, and they fired me, saying that I said things people said I said things that I didn't say or said things that they took out of context. And they said I was a great employee, so it was sad to let me go. And I reapplied for the same job, the exact same company, but a different location, and I didn't get that one. But the guy said I was still on the list of hiring, maybe in the second round. But I don't see that happening. And then, yes, the other day I got a call for this job, so it was really great. And right now, but like I said, I have no money left, no unemployment, no food in the house. And the only thing other than this job that I can look forward to is on the 22nd of this month, I have a hearing for a trial for a lawsuit. And this is going to be it against my former employer. It's workers' comp case. And my lawyer said, this is it. Whatever the judge decides I get is what I walk away with. There's going to be no more appeals, no more nothing, no more delays from anybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing because, you know, sometimes we get so caught up in wanting justice from the past that we negate and we negate the present and we lose the future. So, I feel really strongly that all your legalities will be tied up and put to bed, and I feel you'll be quite content with the result by December, so that it may take until December for everything to be, you know, wrapped up and taken care of.
Yeah, because I have three legal issues. I have that one on the 22nd. I have a bankruptcy hearing on the 18th, and that's going to be it. You know, once that happens, then it goes through and I'm done with that. And then I have a seatbelt ticket that I'm fighting right now that I got right the day after my birthday. So it's like, it's crazy. So I'm just going to go to court hoping the cop doesn't show up and then I'll get off. So.
Well, I think, you know, it really feels like everything is tumbling in at the same time. And I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And it does look like, you know, this is fresh, clean slate, fresh start, new beginnings here.
Yeah.
I think it's a good one. I really do.
I think I want to start the 2013 off with a smile on my face, knowing that I finally got a job and things are going to go my way and my acting's going to start. I'm going to start selling my book. And, you know.
Yeah.
All that. And
It looks all good here. It really does.
All right, Barbara. Thank you very much.
Okay, my pleasure. And you will keep.
The other thing is, we are behind in rent about $3,000, and I'm just wondering if they're gonna wait until I get my settlement from this case and not be able to get caught up, or if they're gonna start eviction against us.
No, I think they'll wait.
Okay, yeah, because we've been here a long time, and this is the first time we've ever been behind.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, they don't want to have to go through all they would have to go to take you to court and stuff. No, they'll wait.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you very much, Barb.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye. Okay, we've got, hopefully, Carol in California. Hi, Carol. How are you doing today?
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, my pleasure.
I'm calling. I have a friend in the hospital, and she's having a little bit of a setback, and I'm wondering, I'm going to go see her, and I'm wondering how I can help her, or what, is there anything I need to know, or what I should say, or, I think she'll be fine. I don't know. This is kind of, you know, I don't even know if that can be answered. I mean.
to a degree, what is she in the hospital for?
She had surgery on her intestines. They did.
Mm-hmm.
They had to remove part of her intestines, and so she's just having. She was doing fine, and then all of a sudden, you know, it just seems that something needs to be looked at. It's not, you know, she may be throwing up a little blood and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So very probably could either be something in her stomach just from the irritation of, you know, the surgery and so forth, or it could be a place that has been missed. That, yeah, who knows?
Okay, well, you know I'm not a doctor.
Yes, no, I know that, absolutely.
Okay, just so you understand that,
yeah.
That anything I give you, you know, is backed by absolutely nothing.
No, I feel that spirit's coming through you, and if they just say, go pray for her or go tell her or something, you know, then that's, I understand that, yes.
Okay, so what I'm feeling here is that this is just, you know, after surgery stuff that's, you know, it's minor.
Okay.
It feels as though it's not serious, but of course, it's scary, and so that sets the nerves in motion, and you know, anxiety comes from there, and of course, you blow it all out of proportion. And if you're like me, I happen to be a full blown hypochondriac, so I don't get headaches; I get brain tumors. So
I tend to drama myself too. So I understand.
So I mean, she's been through a tremendous amount, and
yes.
and it's been scary. And she really, you know, had figured that, you know, this was the end of it, and then it's like there's more here.
Yes.
Now, these
yes.
things happen for a reason.
Okay.
She is restless, and the
okay.
universe wants her to kick back and rest and allow her body to heal.
Okay.
And because she was, you know, ready to get up and run a marathon. It feels like the universe is throwing a scare into her, so she is a little more cautious.
Okay.
I don't know how old she is, but I can tell you that it's going to take her longer to heal than
okay.
she thinks. And
okay.
and so that healing, you know, there are stitches inside, and there are different layers of stitches and all sorts of cool things that go on. And it does feel to me as though there's a knitting that has to take place, that she is reluctant to give in to the fact that she needs to heal.
Okay.
You have to also understand that when something like this happens, when there is this physical abnormality type stuff
yes.
going on, that there is, first there's the physical that's actually there, but then on top of it there's emotional and sometimes spiritual stuff that's going on there. And
exactly.
and I feel strongly that she's been under a tremendous amount of stress. And
yes.
this is just where her body broke down.
Okay.
So praying for is good. You know, always you can pray for people. But
yes.
but I think that you just need to be very supportive of her and say this is a healing process. This happens.
Well,
this
I will.
Not...
See, we're part of Unity Church, so we're very much into that we heal ourselves, and it's the power of God within us, and we have to allow ourselves to heal. So this is very good. This is what I needed because I can go to her and I'll say, I know this is, you know, hard, TJ, but sorry, I didn't even mention. Anyway.
That's okay.
Anyway, you you need to allow your body time to heal and trust that God is with you and working through you and never lose, you know, just something like that.
Sure. And how old is she?
She's, I think, around 60-ish, a little over.
Okay. Well, I'm a little over.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, well,
and the reality is here that
right.
none of us want to admit, you know, right. inside we're very, very young, and sometimes it's a shock to look in the mirror.
It is. Who is that? Yes.
Yeah, and so it's very what's the word I want? It's sometimes disillusioning to understand that we're in your 30s or 40s, what was a 2 or 3 week, you know, time to heal. Now it's 2 to 3 months. It's even
yeah.
more than that, probably. So I'm saying on the outside, she needs to be careful for 6 months.
Yes, because she has other issues too. So I would agree with you absolutely. Yeah.
And from what I can see here, the universe really wants her to take care of those things that she can take care of at home instead of getting out. It feels like she just wants to get out and do things, and that's not
yes.
appropriate.
No, see, this is one of her, and she's a wonderful person, but and it's we all have this trait to some extreme or another, but she feels that she needs to be busy in order to be doing what she needs to be doing, even in God's work, and that's, I think that's a lesson for all of us because sometimes we just need to be.
Well, you know, there's a wonderful saying out there, and it's heal or heal thyself.
Exactly.
And that goes right along with prophets and people who are spreading the word of God.
Yes.
If you aren't applying it to your own life, if you aren't walking the talk, you
right.
have no right to preach it.
Exactly.
And as far as this goes with her, she can quote you chapter and verse.
Right.
But the applying it to her own life is something that she is a little bit lax on.
Yes.
And you know, that's not to say she's not a good person.
Position too, right.
And my feeling here is that walking the talk is crucial. First of all, if you're going to be spreading the word of God to anybody, you want to be an example of what the word of God does for your life.
Yes.
To be perfectly blank, she has a lot of shit she hasn't taken care of.
Yeah.
And that's why the intestine had to go.
Well, no, it's true. Yeah. Yeah. No,
When you have something like this, and the universe wants you to sit still, and you're not listening, I feel strongly that she gives great advice, she doesn't take it.
That's it. You can intellectualize it. You can say the right words and know what to say to other people. But when it comes to yourself, we've got that old memory bank in there that keeps telling us, no, you have to be productive. No, you have to do that, or whatever it may be. Yeah, that's right.
Well, I can tell you that one of the things that she should be doing is writing. And you can do that sitting down. You can do that staying quiet. And
you're right.
Perhaps,
she's very good at that. Okay.
Perhaps the writing is something that she should pay attention to, because when people have a skill and a talent like that, if they don't utilize it, you know, the universe sort of shrugs things off and says, oh damn, we gave her that skill, we gave her that talent, she's not gonna pay attention, and they just sort of move on to the next person for a while. It isn't that God ignores you, it's just that you have to use what you have before he gives you more to do stuff with. And it feels to me as though she has a story to tell. It's a profound story, and she needs to get it written down, whether it's an article or a book, I don't know what, but it will, it can and will be published, and it should keep her busy for the next 6 months. She should, you know, sometimes it's, you know, in our hurry to help and do for other people, we negate ourselves, and that means that we are not giving the best we have to give. The best we have to give is the overflow of the joy that comes from working on ourselves. And if you know, if you are a joyful example of the light and the love of God, then people are going to pay attention to you. It's sort of like there are lots of readers out there that give great advice, but they're fraught with ailments and terrible lives and all sorts of other stuff. And when you look at how they are not applying stuff, in spite of the wonderful things they're saying, which are true, if they're not living them and walking them, people will not pay attention to you.
Yes, and to do that is when we come to a complete peace, no matter what's around us. That's right.
Yeah. So she's got. And it's funny because she knows it all. She,
mm-hmm.
like I said, can quote you chapter and verse. And I think if one said to her, you know, are you truly living this? She'd look at you in shock and say, of course I am. And the reality is, if she was, she wouldn't be in the position.
That's true.
So there are some things apparently that she still needs to work on. And you know, it's a time of inner reflection. It's not any. It in no way diminishes the quality of her spiritual aspects. It just says, you know, here, you've missed something along the way in your hurry. You need to go back a little bit and you know, work things out a little bit.
Right.
And I think she's going to be just fine. But it's at least 6 months. And in that time, she could write a book, for heaven's sakes.
Right. No, this is the time that she needs to go. And this, there's been other points in her life in the past year where God kind of put her in different places where she, like, she didn't have a car for a long time, and that's because he kind of wanted her to stay home and figure things out. And
instead she just looked at figuring out ways to get out instead.
Yeah, that's right. She just figured out ways to get her car back. Or not to get her, but get her car fixed. Her car needed to be fixed anyway. Yeah, you're right.
It's funny. I had a period of time where I kept getting a message, you know, take a break, take a small break, you know, and I didn't pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I broke my foot.
right, yeah.
So I got my break, you know, in a different way, but it forced me to take a break.
Yeah.
So it you know, the universe works beautifully. God does, you know, he works in strange ways sometimes, but it, you know, the result is always, you know,
yeah.
what he wants. But yeah. I think, and also this is a sort of test of her faith.
Right.
Because she either accepts what's happening and goes with it, and if she fights it, if she struggles with it, then she's just arm wrestling with God.
That's right.
And we lose.
Yeah.
You know? That's nothing. You can't win that at all.
Right. Right.
So.
Yeah. I know. I'm cleaning out my house right now and packing it up, and I had an opportunity for somebody to be helping me. And I didn't take it. It's not that I didn't. It just didn't work out because I guess. And then when that person left, I thought, you know, this is something I need to do by myself because really they can't do it. And then when the big stuff comes, I'll
mm-hmm.
get some people in to help me.
Yeah.
You know, because really they can't go through my stuff. It was either I had to walk away and say, just get rid of all of it, or I had to stay here and go through it. And that's
well,
what I chose.
Think I think that was a good choice because in many ways what you have here is a time of reminiscence and a time of remembrance.
Yeah.
And only you can do that. Only you can remember the memories that go into an object. And if those memories are strong enough within you, you don't need the object.
Right.
So yeah, you're right. And you should take as long as you need too. You
right.
know, don't feel rushed. Do it in your own time.
No, I don't. But actually, once I get started on something, I'm pretty quick at it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. It's the hardest part for me is going through the part of, well, this is something I knew, then being overwhelmed at the task.
Yeah.
And then once I start, it's just I focus on one and I just keep doing it. So this is just this is where I needed to, and this is something I needed to do because it's just one of my lessons, as you would say.
Yeah.
And that's okay because the future holds incredible things for me, and I'm very fortunate in that.
Oh, yeah. You know, life is a journey. And
yeah.
and it's a cool journey. It's a wonderful journey, and there are lessons along the way.
That's
and
right.
sometimes they feel unfair. And
right.
at those moments, you know, often we're dealing with karma, or it's just we don't understand the purpose for what's hitting us. And I have to say that every lesson that has come my way has been an amazing lesson. And I haven't liked some of them very
yeah.
much at all, but at the same time, there's a purpose to it, and we grow from them, and you know, it opens us, it expands our perspective, and it allows us to move into new venues for ourselves. You can struggle with it, you can rant and rail with it. My husband just came down with stage 4 lung cancer, and instead of you know, poor me, poor me, where he's fighting it holistically and homeopathically. People have come to the show and they've given us wonderful advice on different protocols that he could become involved in. We're learning a tremendous amount about a lot of different things, and it's a great time.
Right.
And, you know, will he survive? Won't he survive? We don't know. But we do know that you know, he actually does a lot of radio shows on it. So that we're putting out there our experience. We're putting out what we're learning. We're sharing it with people.
That's right.
And it's, you know, I said to him, we don't need to make this solitary. We can do it a group thing and put it on the radio and use your show as a platform to help other people understand there are other alternatives.
That's right.
So you know, it's sort of, you know, how do you perceive it and how are you going to deal with it and how are you going to face it?
That's right.
And the pity party is no fun because there's only room for one person in a pity party.
Well, that's true. And I've also discovered, too, that negative thinking really creates negative stuff. And so you really do have to watch your thoughts and just keep them positive. I mean, I was going to the gas pump today, and we all know how gas is. And I was going, Jesus loves me this time. And I got it for 4 cents less than was up on the sign because they hadn't changed it yet. I said, see, there you go.
Well, yeah, it is amazing, and you know it's we have found that the more laughter you have in your life, even the most horrifying things, suddenly take on a whole new light. I mean, he gave me the I'm dying of cancer bit because I had asked him to do something, and I looked at him and I said, well, you're not dead yet.
Right. Yeah.
And he looked at me and he said, you know, you're right. And he did what I asked. And,
yeah.
And you know, it was kind of like everybody goes there from time to time. I mean, that's part of the process. But the reality here is we all cross over at some point in time.
Yes.
And when it's our time, it's our time.
That's right.
So, you know, frankly, I don't think it's his time yet. So,
no.
You know, I can take this a lot. I mean, it's a dire diagnosis. And you know, we hear these doctors telling us, you know,
they have their charts, unfortunately, and nothing else. Yeah.
Yeah.
And their charts aren't always true. It's between us and God. Yeah.
Yeah, and not only that, you know, the doctors, actually, we were at Sloan Kettering, all they offer are chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. They don't talk about nutrition. They don't talk about alternatives. Nothing. So anyhow, back to your friend, though. Your friend is going to be fine. She just has to realize that God put her there for a reason. And it wasn't to make her miserable. It was so she could learn and do something for other people. For, you know, you can be creative, and if she really feels that she needs to do service to humanity, there's nothing wrong with a prayer call. You know, you can pick up the phone and talk to somebody and pray with them over the phone. You don't have to go.
Right.
So, frankly, if I felt that was, well, see, I do the Blog Talk Radio. I get to do my stuff here.
Right.
And if I felt that I wasn't giving enough to the outside world, I'd just do another show. You know?
Yeah.
But there are ways of you know, doing
what
you feel you
need. Reaching out, and I think writing would be very good for her, even if it's just starting out as journaling.
Yeah.
And you know, and talking about what she needs to let go of. You
absolutely.
Know,
and you know, sometimes those become publishable works. I know a lot of my poetry was just stuff I did when I was sort of fiddling around, and it became my Whispers of Spiritual Wisdom. So you never know.
No.
You let God, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, it's true. It's true.
And
because, you know,
the longer you try to make sense out of something that has no logic, you know, it holds you in place. You know, there's no not logical reason for anything that happens to it, but you go with the flow. And if God wants you to spend some time alone or sitting or being quiet, then it behooves you to do that, because that's what you're going to do. And if you fight it, He just makes conditions worse, so you have to.
Right, right. And it's just teaching us what we came on this earth to learn. So
absolutely.
So that's it, and everybody's just playing their part to help us learn our lessons as we are in their life, although sometimes we may not see them exactly with love all the time. But
well, you know, a lot of times some of the lessons that have been the most difficult for me to learn, in retrospect, I look back and say, oh, God, that was such a fabulous lesson. But I'm not writing thank you notes to a whole bunch of people for giving me a bunch of crap so I could learn something. But, you know, I do see why it happened, and I do see the value of what happened. But a lot of those people I don't want to give credit to.
No, as long as you can release yourself from them, as long as you can release yourself by forgiving them, it doesn't mean you have to have lunch with them. It doesn't mean they have to be your best friend. But you just need to release your own self from them, because if you don't, you're carrying, there's the old saying, you take the poison and wait for them, you know, to do whatever.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So
that's what forgiveness means, is just letting it go. It doesn't mean you have to say you were right in what you did or anything else. Just let it go and just say, you know what, you're on your path. You did this for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
actually, and to stumble into the this isn't spiritual, but I've done it anyhow, I sometimes will mutter under my breath, I'm letting this go, but I'll get you next life.
Be careful, though, because it will come back and get you.
Probably. I every now and then say something or do something, and I mutter to myself, well, I'm going to pay that for that in some past.
But I bet you laugh. Yeah, but I bet you laugh.
I'm going to You know, it's kind of like, oh, crap. It felt so good. It's almost worth it. So.
No, it is. I mean, we all do things like that, and then we laugh.
Well,
kind of
it's part of being human. And you know, I think it's important that we realize, too, and I have to be reminded of this frequently, we're not humans on a spiritual journey. We're spirits on a human journey.
That's right.
And so do understand that there is a greater sense of power and light and love and everything in the spirit that this body carries, and that it's so much more powerful than the physical shell that's engaged here, and you will move on, and that energy does move on, and you know, yeah, the body is, you know, thrown away or whatever. But the spirit moves on, and everything that is precious and wonderful and spectacular about that spirit remains there and moves on to the next lesson. So we get lost in the physicality of the physical reality, and we're just journeying through this particular plane and dimension, and we will journey on to another dimension. So we don't end. We just change vehicles.
Right, that's very true. That's very true. Well, thank you. I appreciate this so much.
You're so welcome. And,
and
my best to your friend.
Day. Yes, I will. Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Okay. That was fun. That's one of the great parts about this show. I get to talk to people about stuff like this. Okay, we've got Jay in Canada. Hi, Jay. How are you?
Hey, fine. How about yourself, Barbara?
Doing absolutely fabulously. Thank you.
Good.
How can I help?
Hey, I got a question for you. I may have told you about a workplace bullying incident a while back. And what happened is that I sent a letter into the head office. They looked at it. They're going to investigate it. And the next day, actually, they investigated. But they sent me a letter back saying there was no substantial things that this person did wrong, and basically they swept it under the rug. So we didn't even get contacted from the people investigating it. The two people were bullied, which was myself and another person.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder what to do next, actually. Do I get a third party to investigate this, or just leave it, or I don't know what to do here.
You know, it's funny. I would probably say, personally, move on. That's what I would say. These cards are saying get a third party.
Yeah.
So I don't know, though. There's a part of me that wonders, do you... you haven't lost your job, right?
No.
Okay. And are you still in contact or with this person that did the bullying?
Yeah, he's my manager, so I'm just looking around right now, maybe for another job, too, eh?
Is he continuing it?
No, and I know he knows that I did it, that I
mm-hmm.
had to speak up, so I know he knows that. So he's got a different perspective right now, so the energy has changed, but we'll see for how long.
Yeah. What is it you do?
I'm a technician, actually.
You know, I really feel strongly that he didn't expect you to report it. He was shocked. And I strongly believe he's been really warned. So I would let it go. If it happens again, then you get a third party in there. Don't even try to go through channels or anything like that. Have you documented everything you've done?
Yeah, I actually got papers and I got stuff. But the problem is, interesting, the people that they talked to who actually witnessed it gave them the wrong story, which is,
Okay, well, I would say, starting from today, I would say journal it. Journal everything that happens, you know, each day at work. If it happens again, then, you know, you journal it. If it's ongoing, you journal it. Because if you have an ongoing journal, it is admissible in a court of law as evidence.
Right.
When I taught school, I journaled. I had a journal. And they told us to do that because if ever there was a question about anything, our journals were admissible in a court of law, which you know, means that even though other people weren't backing you up, your journal would be admissible.
Okay.
So I would start journaling and might even say I would open a blog and explain your reasons for having the blog, and then blog every day. I am antiquated. I am definitely an anachronism. I definitely have trouble with it. We're in the 21st century. Just blows me away. and you know, I still call my digital voice recorder a tape machine. So,
oh, yeah, but yeah.
But what I'm thinking is, if you have it as a blog, and there's an entrance each day as to, you know, this, and don't make it specifically about this issue. Make it this is a day in the life of Jay, you know, a day in the life of Jay. And you talk about each day and what happened, and when something happens, you make sure it's in the blog, because that's dated, that's time dated. And, right. And so they'll know that there's no way you sat down and put this together, you know, all in one sitting.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, people stumble across blogs, but not many people read them, actually.
Right.
But if you have a blog out there, and if this is what you're blogging about, it's and I'm fine with you going into I'm doing this because I had a problem with bullying, and I just want my story to be floating out here so that people know what's going on as it goes on. And sometimes good stuff is out here too. So,
right.
And you'll find that I get the strongest feeling that he has been reprimanded, and that he's almost in fear of saying the wrong thing to you. So if you get a blog going, I don't think he's going to come back at you. He'll find somebody else.
I know, that's the thing. I'm a little bit worried about it, so I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, and if you have a blog going, if you, you know, and having a journal of some sort floating out there online won't kill you either. It's a really good thing to do.
Mm.
It gives you a perspective on your world. So I would definitely play around with that. I would get it out there because it's admissible in a court of law.
Yeah.
They can see when you started it and you know what's going on, and just it's almost like a dear diary, but you know, they don't have to know it's you. You know, just do it from Jay. And
yeah.
You know, they don't have to know Jay who, and it's there. So I strongly think that what you've got here is body, mind, and soul pulling together. I think there, from what I'm seeing here, there's magic and miracles, expecting the unexpected. I would not be looking for another job just yet, because I think he's going to move on before you have to.
Oh.
So I know you're walking on eggshells, and I would be too.
Yeah.
But the reality here is I think you have the upper hand, and you don't actually recognize it.
Hmm.
So lots of times, just biding your time and not saying anything to anyone gets a lot more answers than questioning and trying to make sense of things. I think right now you have to focus on what your responsibilities are and do them to the best of your ability.
Yeah, that's the thing. You're right about that.
And I got to tell you that it does feel here, March, April, you have Phoenix rising energy here, so reborn out of the ashes of the old. You got abundance coming in the springtime, money coming in you don't expect. Just take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel that I don't feel he can come back at you. I really don't. I think that he's, I truly think his job has been threatened, because this is probably not the first time he's done this.
That's what some other people are saying about that too. I just, other psychics are saying about that too. Sounds interesting perspective.
And I think what happened is, you know, he had an amazing morning. And so just sit back and see what happens. Watch him.
Yeah, watch him. He seems like shocked that I did it, actually, I think.
Yeah, they you know, usually bullies don't expect to be pulled this, your filing went into his record.
Yeah.
Whether or not action was taken, it's in his record. And you gave him no reason for this. So sit back. You know, usually they hang themselves within a couple weeks, if not a couple months.
Yeah.
His job has been threatened. I will guarantee you that. So that if you think you're on eggshells, he's on far greater eggshells than you're on. Yeah. So bullies attack people who threaten them. For some reason, you threaten him. And this is his way of evening the scales.
Yeah.
So, you know, people attack, you know, they don't attack for no reason. They attack because they're afraid of something.
Mm.
So, you know, I think you've got him by the short hairs and you don't even realize it.
Mm. Okay.
Okay?
All righty, I'll sit back on this one and to
see. Yeah. But do get a blog going or a journal going of some sort, and if it's a blog, it's date and time stamped anyhow. So, you know, my vote would be for a blog, because that's so much easier, and you are computer literate, right?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. keep a blog. It's the best way to protect yourself. It really is.
Or I can. That's true. Either a blog, or you said, what about going on a spreadsheet or something like that, and just do daily updates in the spreadsheet, I guess. Just like diarying. Like,
sure. I mean, whatever floats your boat, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I would say a journal, but, you know, that your handwriting, and I feel you're probably a lot better off on the computer. So, yeah.
Okay.
Do a spreadsheet. But you know, also record the good things and the unusual things and the cool things. And, you know, don't make it just about this situation, because it gives you a chance to sort of pay attention to what it is, first of all, you're recognizing in life, and what the important things are that you're focusing on.
Hmm.
And you know, yeah, being bullied, yeah, that's a scary thing, and that's not a nice thing, and nobody wants that. But you also have really cool things that happen in your life that are worth noting as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's a good way for you to really see the full spectrum of what's going on with your life.
Alrighty.
Okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. Well, thanks for calling. And, you know, please call back. Let me know how everything goes.
Yeah, definitely. I'll go through by email or something like that, too, so.
Absolutely. My email is barbaradelong@gmail.com. Keep in touch. I love to hear back from people that I've read.
Thank you. I will. I'll keep in touch with what's going on here. So.
Okay, great. Take care now.
You take care. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Moving on from Canada to Hawaii. Hi, Carlos, are you there?
Hi, Barbara, how are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. It's I think it's like 8 o'clock here, so just waking up.
Oh, my goodness. You know, these time changes and, you know, all over the world here, it really is kind of cool. So how can I help you today?
Well, I would love to get a general reading to see what you see coming up for me. I love it when you do those readings, so.
I kind of prefer those, too, to tell you the truth. I mean, I understand specific questions, but it's so much fun to just sort of let it rip. Okay. Next 12 months, you're at a time and a place here where it does appear that it's a time of harvest. You're going to find people giving back to you. It's kind of what you send out is going to be mirrored back at you in many different ways. It's sort of like the law of attraction really pounding at you. It does feel that there's reward here for time given, for energy given, for kindnesses given, and it's going to be a spectacular time for you. This is going to be a 12-month time frame where you really do have good fortune. I'm not saying good luck, but I'm saying good fortune, because it really feels that a lot of things are flowing your way dramatically. I think also there's compensation for the things that you've done for other people. There's money coming in above and beyond what you anticipate. And it feels as though you're getting recognition for the kind things that you've done, the random acts of kindness, things like that. It's a wonderful time for you, October, where you know it just flows back at you, and at some point in time you'll probably sit and say, I must have done something right somewhere, because this is just too good to be true. And sometimes it is too good to be true, and you just you rake it in, but you have to understand you have to keep putting it out there in order to keep the flow coming in. As you get into November, there's a wonderful new flow of energy here. There's a continuity of spirit. It feels as though you have a good rhythm to life, and you're maintaining it beautifully. Feels like career is moving along in an amazing way for you. It's going to be taking some unusual turns and bends, but it does feel also as though it's time for you to stretch. It's time for you to grow. It's time for you to go in new directions. As you come into December, this is the time where it's time to take care of yourself. It's time to take a look at those aspects of your life that you haven't been really putting as much energy in as you should. I'm seeing diet here and supplements. I'm seeing taking care of your own health. I'm not seeing you getting sick. I'm just seeing that sometimes we lose track of the things that make us the healthiest, and we kind of just let everything go to pot, and you seem to have done that. But it's not, you know, I'm not seeing a major illness or anything. I'm just seeing it's time to take stock and get back in balance as far as how you're treating yourself and those things that you are taking into your system. As you come into January, there are new foundations here. It feels as though you have new beginnings. You are laying the foundations for new directions, for moving in new directions. You may even be looking at a shift and a change on some level. Lots of books around you, so it feels like you may actually be studying for a new direction or a new aspect or a new outlet or a new arena of life. February is great. You've got a lot of what you send out coming back at you again. And this also has to do with emotional stuff and with relationship stuff. And emotional and relationship are, you know, while they mingle, they don't always have to be the same thing. It does here feel as though you take a look at the kind of people that are surrounding you and understand that that's what you're giving out to other people. And sometimes it's an amazing shock to us as far as, okay, is that how other people see me? And if this is what I'm drawing to myself, then that must be what they see, because like attracts like. So it gives you an idea of perhaps you may want to change and shift some things around, and perhaps you're just pleased as punch and you're as happy as a clam. I do know that as far as relationship goes, that you are attracting people to you that have the same spiritual levels for you, and as you get into the new year, it feels as though there's an ascension, there's a change and a shift in consciousness, and you are drawing new and unusual people into your life. It looks pretty spectacular, actually. March has a new balance. March feels as though, excuse me, it's a time where you are very cognizant of how you have to have a balance of spiritual, mental, and emotional things in life. And it's a time where I would caution you to not overdo any one of those three aspects, because the three have to be in balance in order for us to move forward. Also, pay attention to the spiritual aspects of the people that you're becoming in contact with. Make sure that they just don't look good, that they have the depth that you're looking for. Sometimes you look at the book and don't look to see if there's anything between the covers. There's an element here in April that it does feel as though you're opening yourself up to greater spiritual, greater universal energy, and bringing it more and more into synchronicity with your physical reality. May has you with the need to tell and speak the truth, to actually let people know how you feel. and where you stand on certain things. And I'm not talking politics as much as I'm talking preferences in life and the things that are important to you. Sometimes you say and let people believe that they know you and they don't actually know you. So that if you don't let people know exactly where you stand, you basically set them up. You sabotage whatever relationship you're in, whether it's a friendship, whether it's a love relationship, or whether it's a working relationship. You have to let people know exactly where you stand. And if you don't know where you stand, it's very appropriate to say, I haven't made my choice yet. I haven't made my decision yet. I really need to think and research this more before I make a statement that has to do with that. I have to do that all the time with politics. My husband has a photographic memory, and I have a sieve memory. So, I am now at a point in time where I say, I don't have enough information to make an intelligent statement, so I'm just going to shut my mouth. So that's what you need to do. You have to be honest to the point where if you don't have a good answer, you can say, I don't have a good answer for that one, but I'll get back at you, instead of just trying to flip something out. For you, I think this is going to be a new way of dealing with people, and it's important that you let people know either this is where I stand or I don't know where I stand, and I can't make an educated guess at what the appropriate answer to that is at this moment in time. That's an intelligent person. As you come into the June timeframe, here's where you're synthesizing, you're pulling a lot of things together. It feels like a lot of pieces fall together as though you have a huge puzzle you're working on. And as you move into the June-July timeframe, June has the balance you've been looking for. It also has a legality flavor to it, so you may be signing some legal papers. I don't feel that there's anything, really wrong or upsetting about this. But it does feel that you're very pleased with what you're signing. So I think that it has something to do with career, something to do with job stuff. It just feels as though you're committing yourself on a legal level to something. As you move into the August timeframe, here's where you're letting down boundaries. You're allowing your emotions to flow more freely into all aspects of life. You're actually investing yourself emotionally in a lot of different new venues, and looks pretty interesting. And then as you come into the September timeframe, there's the element of commitment, committing yourself to making the changes and allowing the changes that you've made to manifest within your reality. That help any?
Yeah, it really did. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. it's always, it's fun to address issues with people, but it's also fun to see what comes out when they say just let it rip. Because it's sort of like when you ask a specific question of a reader, it gives us tunnel vision. And if you don't ask a question, if you let us give you what we get, there's a greater value to what it is we're able to pull through for people. So both ways are valid. Sometimes people have an issue that they just have to hear about, and sometimes people just need to hear what the universe has to give them, and sometimes that can be an eye opener.
Right. And I love this aspect of your readings, because this is the way I work. I just like the broader view of the possibilities out there instead of just, tunneling into one aspect. So
mm-hmm.
It just works a lot better for me.
Well, I usually apologize because I know I speak very, very fast, but I know it's also archived so that you can go back into archive and download it and do whatever you like with it. Okay, well, thank you for calling.
Thanks, Barbara.
Take care now. Bye-bye. Okay, we've got Tricia. Hi, Tricia. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, how can we help today?
Well, I was going to ask a specific question, but I heard you say that it would be best to say let it rip, so I'm going to say let it rip and then give me some information.
Okay. You're at a point in time here where you're putting your house in order, and that means pulling, tying up loose ends and It means going through closets and emotionalities and letting go of those things that no longer fit and nurture you. This is a time, this next 12 months, where you're really going to be letting go of those things that you don't need, that first of all, you have no control over, and second of all, that no longer are useful in your life, and they just feel as though you're carrying a great deal of baggage. So you're getting rid of the baggage over the next 12 months. You're letting go of things. We all have baggage that we carry. Some people have steamer trunks. It's good to get it down into an overnight bag because it's a lot easier to manage, and I think that's exactly what you're doing, and it's a good, healthy thing for you to do at this moment in time. I think you need to, from what I'm seeing here, you need to take care of yourself. You need to, you are such an amazing overgiver with other people, giving of your time and your energy and every, you know, your shirt off your back if you can do it. And it's time for you to sort of take a look at this and get a better balance here into how relationships work, in that you don't have to overgive. If you give, so there's a balance. Things move more easily and relationships evolve more effectively and there's greater growth and everybody learns and grows. It's a time where taking a look at what you need to do to make yourself happier and abundant and open to the love that the universe has out there. You're an amazingly wonderful person. You're a kind person. You're a person who loves people. And sometimes you're not understood because you are extraordinarily intensive, and that scares people sometimes. But it's good intensive stuff. You just don't ever do anything half-cocked. You absolutely load up and really fire yourself into things. There's a need for greater laughter in your life. You are full of laughter, but it feels as though sometimes you take things a little too seriously. And when we take things too seriously and too somberly, we lose the momentum and the joy and the bubbleness that is full of laughter and light and love. And that certainly is a part of your persona. And sometimes you get so serious you forget to interject that joy and that wonderful part of you that is just spectacular. As you move into January, there's a feeling here that you're focused at work. Work is moving along in new directions for you, and it's interesting because as we come into January, I see you with two different directions you're going, two major projects you're working on, and this even could be two jobs. It feels as though it's intense enough, so it could be two jobs, or you are doing the work of two people and not getting compensated for it, which is something that you would do. As we move into February, here the duality is here again. The duality is here 3 months in a row. So that to me is saying you really are doing the work of two people. You are absolutely plowing ahead in some areas that are new to you and different, and certainly they do require growth and development. It feels as though books are going to be important. You seem to be surrounded by books in all three of those months, as though you are expanding your consciousness, opening yourself up to new talents and gifts that are stored within, and you have a lot of stuff that you haven't even played with. So it's an exciting time for you because you're opening to the fact that the potential is with you to do amazing things, and it definitely is here. You have the talents and skills from lifetimes past that you haven't even touched at. As we come into the March time frame, here's where there's an element of new beginnings, new directions, going in new directions, opening doors that you've been afraid to open before. And again, there's a greater lightness of spirit. I feel that what you're doing just initially at this point in time, there was or has been a great weight that you've been carrying, and your neck and shoulders feel stressful and strainful and possibly uncomfortable to a certain degree. And I feel that you're letting go of a lot of these emotionalities so that you're going to, as we move through the month of October and into November, feel this lightness of spirit. You're going to understand that by letting go and letting God, so to speak, allows you to not feel the responsibility nor take the responsibility for other people and just focus on your journey. And that doesn't mean you don't give and you don't pay attention and you aren't there when other people need you, because you are, but you aren't overdoing it so that your life is put on hold, because when we put our life on hold, we put everything on hold, not just our own personal life, but our job and what we're gathering and what we're learning spiritually. So it's important that we keep forward motion as well as helping other people and sharing with other people. As you move into the April timeframe, here's where you've got the golden rule. What you send out returns to you greatly magnified. You're going to be surprised at what comes back your way in the April timeframe. It's going to be rather... I get the feeling of mirth, of laughter, of the universe saying, bet she didn't expect to see this come back at her. And it's all happy stuff. It's good stuff. It's nice stuff. It's not bad stuff at all. It's just that you're going to be so surprised. And I'm seeing and feeling here that a lot, some of it, anyhow, has to do with people coming back into your life that you haven't seen or heard from in a very, very long time. And it's almost like there's a feeling of reunion, but it's not an official reunion. There are going to be people coming back into your life. And again, people that you enjoy being with, this isn't people that you had a tough time with and they pop up again. This is people that loved you greatly and you loved. As you move into May, there's a feeling here of again, this letting go of allowing yourself to sort of become more buoyant. And as you get into June, there's a sense here of taking stock, taking a look at life, kind of like I've come this far, now I have another half of it to go. This is a time where you seem to be analyzing how well you've done, and it's sort of inappropriate because you're not at the end of a lifetime, you're still in a lifetime. So usually we do a life review after we've passed over. But there are times that a lot of us sit back and say, okay, how much have I accomplished and what do I have yet to accomplish and how far can I go? And this seems to be what you're doing in the month of June. I usually recommend against it, but you're going to do it anyhow, so you go for it. The summer feels as though a lot opens to you. There is healing. There's emotional healing. There's letting go of things that you sort of chewed on for a very long time. Life seems to be drawing you in new directions. There's a greater flow of energy here. There's a wonderful, calm, almost magical feeling to life over the summer for you. And as you move into September, here's where I see a lot of creative energy here. I see you communicating with a lot of people that you haven't had the good fortune to be able to talk to, and yet communication is great here. You have a great deal to say. You have a great deal of creative energy in you, and I see pictures of old people here that need to be taken care of. I see it's almost like you're a guardian or an archivist of some sort, and old pictures seem to crop up here a lot. I think that creatively speaking, you have a number of gifts and talents that you haven't even opened to. So please, you know, be on the lookout for new quote unquote hobbies that you can get into, because for you, a hobby is something that is fun to play at, and then you'll make money at it. So you'll have to find another hobby that is being creative for the sheer joy of creation. Okay?
Okay.
Did that help?
Well, yeah. I mean, when you hit on going in two different directions, I went right to the big decisions that we have coming up. And one of the decisions that I have coming up is the specific that I wanted to get. But you channel it for, I don't know if it's April, that something good's going to come in April, because I have been doing this job. My invention has been out there, and mm-hmm. I'm just getting, it's like right now there's a calm before the storm that's going to like be a tailwind. And there's this silence, this quietness, like, okay, why is nothing happening? There's nothing happening right now.
That's because nothing really goes according to our time frame or timeline. It has to do with universal stuff. And, you know, I'm very impatient with the universe, frankly. I really sometimes just wonder, you know, why they can't speed up their clock. But
right.
But there's usually a reason for it.
I do agree with that, because some of the time, because we're looking to move to Florida. That's one of the big moves.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're just like, okay, you know, bring the situation that we can be able to do so. and it was my invention or finding something lucrative for us to do, to move. Someone is looking at the invention, and another person wants to work with me with it. And I'm just frustrated as to how the time is unfolding and if something is going to happen so that I can start doing more work. So I'm just kind of frustrated.
Yeah, especially when you have creative work that's there, it's hard to know when the right time is. And you know, it's the universe's time frame. It's the universe saying, okay, it's not time yet. It's not ready. Don't push, because until it's ready to manifest for you, to grow, to expand, to bring in abundance to you, if you try to push it ahead of its time, you doom it to failure. So, mm-hmm. So basically, you have to wait. And I know it's frustrating. It certainly always has been for me. And I would say that it's going to continue to be frustrating for you, but I would hold in there and hang in there, because it feels as though there is great abundance here for you.
Yes. Okay. I'll just keep thinking positive thoughts.
Yes. And also, do you know what makes your life move forward? Do you know how we fuel our life so it moves forward faster?
Yeah, I guess... Doing what it is, that acting the way that you think as if you already got the thing that you wanted.
Well, that and the fact that the more creative we are, that opens channels for the spiritual energy to flow through us and to manifest within our reality. And I know, you know, your invention is certainly of a creative nature, but that will be making mm-hmm. money for you, so that doesn't count any longer. So you have to find creative endeavors that you can do that are just flat out fun for you to do. And
okay.
my feeling is, you know, I kind of want to tell you to get a hobby. It's I understand you're focused on the financial, and everything is done for the financial to be able to be there. But
right.
the way you make things move faster is by having creative things that you're doing on the side just for the fun of it, whether it's making pot holders or knitting or drawing or writing or any number of things. But something that is done just for the joy of creation, not for financial benefit.
Okay.
So take a look at you know, I don't care if you're doing paint by number. It really it just so long as you're doing it has to be something you enjoy. By the way, it can't just be
right.
creative something. But if you enjoy it, if it gives you joy, then you're answering, you're opening that channel, and spiritual energy can flow through you and move your life ahead faster. It's an absolute. I guarantee it. I absolutely guarantee it. I know the philosophy. I live by the philosophy. And when I get caught short and I haven't been, you know, practicing what I preach, I hit a brick wall. And you've just hit a brick wall. So open those channels up and allow the energy to come in so you can move things along faster. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Right. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I think that's one of the things that I stumble across more than anything else. The creative energy is what moves our life ahead. The creative energy is what fuels our life. It what fuels our evolution. It fuels our growth. It's an amazing thing, and we don't always take advantage of it. We don't always use it appropriately. Lord knows, I get caught up on it just like everybody else does. I understand the philosophy. I know what's going on, and I will at a moment in time realize that, wait a minute, nothing's moving. What am I not doing? And almost always I have been so busy surviving and living that I have forgotten to be creative. And once I get back into a creative endeavor of any sort, life starts moving along again. It's really phenomenal, and I guarantee you it. I absolutely promise you it works. You can't set a timer by it. You know, the universe sometimes doesn't trust you, and that means that it takes a while for the universe to understand that you really mean to be creative. You really mean to have stuff stuff to have a channel open, and once the channel's open, the energy flows through it and your life shifts and changes dramatically. Okay, we've got Michelle in California. Hi, Michelle. How you doing today? Hello, Michelle. Michelle, you're on the air. Okie dokie. Michelle probably took a coffee break or something. Okay, I know this one. Hi there, Audrey. How are you doing?
Oh, hi, Barb. I couldn't resist the SOS for the fun and laughter. I saw the fun and laughter on Facebook for your show. I said, okay. I know I called a few weeks ago, but you're a magnet, a beautiful, loving magnet. So here you magnetized me back again. Jeannie, too. Well, I just, can you rip it for me, too?
Can I rip it for you? Sure, I can. You know, today is such an unusual day because Jeannie is up from Virginia, so she's here at the house as well. She's on the first floor on the phone, and I'm downstairs in my office on the phone. So it's one of the few times we've been doing the show from the same house. It's really kind of cool.
Okay,
well, she's here because she and her cousin are going to help me out with the psychic arts and crafts fair that we're doing tomorrow.
So
we are very excited about this, and anybody out there who wants to see what Jeannie looks like can stop by the fair and take a look at her.
Oh, that sounds so fun. I wish I was on the East Coast right now.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No, it is. It's going to be a whole day of a whole bunch of psychics and a whole bunch of arts and craft people.
And where is your fair, Barb?
It's tomorrow. It's at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Southbury, Connecticut. It's called the Awakenings Fair. And we're doing a spirit circle in the evening at the end of the fair. So it's going to be a full day and lots of fun. But let's look at you here. My goodness. All right, you're pulling body, mind, spirit together. You're getting your T's crossed and your I's dotted. This is going to be a time here that you have a new freedom in your life, and it really feels like you've set yourself free to climb different mountains and to attack new endeavors. It feels as though there's a great freedom of spirit here, and it feels as though you're moving in new directions as you come into the November timeframe. You've got spirituality all over the place. My feeling is that you get caught up in the physical, and much as you're involved in the spiritual and it's a part of your life, you forget to incorporate it. And what I'm seeing here is an overflow of spiritual energy in the November timeframe, actually reminding you of the power that is within the spiritual, and understanding that our physical reality is one-dimensional and our spiritual reality is multidimensional. And it's saying sort of look at the bigger picture here, that a lot of the stuff that we do on a day-to-day basis is mundane, and spiritually speaking, it does open us to new perspective as far as how we can take our spirit into new directions. The spiritual energy is so rich within you in the November timeframe. It feels like there are new directions you're going in. You're opening up to new aspects of yourself. I feel that in many ways you are redefining yourself and getting a greater depth of perception into what your reality holds for you. I know you have beautiful long blonde hair. I'm seeing, and do you often wear it down?
Yes.
I'm seeing you wearing it up. I'm seeing you changing your hairstyle so that it is more more tailored, more down it looks very it looks beautiful, Audrey. But it in many ways I see you changing I see you changing the image that people see so that they give you a greater respect for the mind that is behind the beauty. So
yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Barb, because I have a haircut appointment next week.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if I should keep it as long, because it's really getting long, or cut off several inches and just go to the shoulder and have it more tailored to the shoulders. What do you think would be more for my new career changes?
I'm seeing you wearing it up. A real short haircut would look really cute on you, but you will regret getting rid of the length.
So you mean like a French roll, like up, like Chantilly? Is that what you're thinking? Like almost like evening gown competition. You know, I'm thinking of the pageant for a minute here. You know, and they wear their hair up, kind of thing.
Yeah. Not so hairsprayed and you know whatever, but up, so that it's there, but it's groomed. And yeah, like a French twist or a French braid, or you know, but definitely not flopping around your face. Pulled back from your face so that people can see. I mean, you're beautiful. There's no doubt about it. But I think sometimes the image that you are projecting says, "I'm beautiful, but I'm a flake." And
it's not like that. No way. And that's definitely not me. I'm very reliable. You know that.
Yeah, and I think that. That from what I'm seeing here is there's a change of your image so that I mean I'm not so sure I would say evening gown competition because that can often be ringlety and you know I'm not seeing that if you cut it short to shoulder length I mean I don't think you like to take care of your hair so I would do something that is easy to take care of.
You're
and,
right.
I would not. You don't have the talent or the skill to do, you know, a short do. So have them work with you at pulling it back and off your face, and then you know even you know doing one of those banana clips so that the back is still there. But
are
the
you
front
halfway back or all of it back up.
Well, I think all of it back up for a lot of things, but you know you can just tie it back for other things. But away from your face, none of that ferret fossil look here, because you have a mind and it's an incredible mind, and people don't get a chance to experience your mind because they're so caught up in the image that you're projecting.
Yeah, and I don't like that because you do know. Yeah, I am a very witty woman. You know that.
Yeah, but
so.
You don't get the chance to do any of that. You know, with the image that you're a beauty. You know, come on, beauty queen, no brain, all pretty. So
yeah.
No, I think you change it slightly so that you're and all you need to do is change your hairdo because. But I wouldn't get it cut because you'll regret that. So just have them work with you at a way to put it up so that you can have the length when you want it, when you're casual, when you're hanging out, and then go to a different direction. So let me get back to this. You're setting up things. You're setting up things in December. And you're sort of you're putting your ducks in a row. You're changing and shifting a lot of. You're subtly changing and altering a lot of things in your life so that there is a new perspective of the person that is inside you. You're giving people the opportunity to experience the depth that is inside of you. And as you come into January, the spotlight falls on you. The spotlight falls on you in January. There's a sense of new power. There's a sense of you being able to utilize that power and you know, I keep hearing spotlight. So I do feel something is going on here in the January timeframe that has a great deal to do with putting you in the spotlight, putting you in the public eye, putting you in a position that people are paying attention to what you say. Home shifts and changes in the February timeframe feels like you're moving or shifting or changing your home. Anyhow, as you come into March, there's a greater continuity of energy, things flowing, things falling together, dovetailing together, pieces falling in place so that things are working out far better for you than they have in the past. And as you move into the April time frame, here's where you have choices, that it's going to be very exciting and interesting to see how the choices you make that will impact your reality for a decade or two. So this is a time of choices. This is a time where you make a lot of different choices. And I feel that you're going to surprise yourself with some of the choices you make for yourself, but it's going to, in the long run, really work out very, very well for you. It may has opening yourself up to the energy on the other side, allowing the universe to help to guide you into new directions. You're evolving into a new understanding of yourself. And as you come into the summertime, as you come into July, it feels as though there's an opening up, there's a new understanding, there's a sense of growth here, and you are more honest with yourself and the people around you. You certainly are letting people know exactly what you expect of relationship, of job, of everything, and it puts people at ease, because now at least they know they can't disappoint you. And as you come into August, there's a feeling here of spirit energy around you, as though a lot of spirits are gathering around you, almost as though it's like a reunion of some sort. And it's you know, I feel your sister really close to you in the August time frame. I know she's crossed over. When did she pass?
Not this May of 2012, but May of 11.
Okay. There's something I'm sure it's your sister, and she's talking about an anniversary, and I'm not sure what she's talking about, but I see this in the August time frame. So it may have something of relevance to her life in some way in August. Anyhow,
her birthday is July 31st at the very end of August. July 31st, which is right on the cusp of August.
Yeah, that could well be what it is. She's having a good time, by the way. She's meeting a lot of relatives she hadn't been with in a long time, and she's getting to know them far better. And she's saying that your family tree is far more interesting than she ever thought it was. She's met a lot of people that are hanging on it and having a good time. And as you get into September, here's where work picks up here. There's a lot of new work for you. There's a lot of new directions. You're going to find yourself a little bit overwhelmed by the job stuff that's coming in here. Okay?
Wow, that was awesome, Barbara. I really appreciate it. Plus, you're my beauty consultant, too. My image. Thank you for the image update. I'm going to listen to you on that. Thank you, Barbara.
Yeah, I'm not sure how well the crowns will fit, but you know what you could do? You should just go in and ask them what they think, and probably you're going to have a little trimmed off. But for the most part, just have them show you the different ways you can style it, because I think that a smoother, shinier look that allows people to see your eyes especially will definitely highlight the intensity and the character that your face projects.
It hides my face, my hair, and it's been a problem on camera as well. When I used to, you know, do my auditions on camera, when we'd go back and look at the tape, it would always hide my face or fall into my face. I think it's a good point what you say about pulling it up and showing my bone structure off and my eyes better. And a photographer said that to me, too. He said, you are far more interesting with your hair, and he used to make me do that updo that you're talking about. And, mm-hmm. and he didn't like my hair down at all. So, okay. And it's for those reasons that you're saying. And it's funny because this has been on my mind. I have been going bonkers the last week going, how much do I cut off? What do I do? I've got to do something different, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other thing is, do you wear glasses?
I have glasses. I do have glasses, yes.
You should wear them.
Really?
It gives you a more studious look. You know, you may want to get a different set of frames, But
yeah,
they're
beautiful frames. They're beautiful. They're designer frames. They cost me a good penny, the ones that I have.
I would absolutely wear them more. I mean, you take them off because you think they take away from you, but they add to you. And you know what Spirit was saying was that the depth of character and the personality and the intellect that is there is lost in that mass of hair.
Yeah, you're right. That's why it's time for a change. So this was a wonderful time for you to give me this news. It was perfect divine timing.
Oh, well, you know the universe. It does its job at the right time, at the right place.
You and I have talked a lot, you know that, and you know me really well. And so it's like the perfect timing that you've never said this to me until now when I needed it most.
Well,
and
I
handle it well. It's good constructive, criticism.
Well, I know you were actually going for an anchor position, right?
Well, that's what I want to do, right. That's what I really want to do.
Then you shouldn't be a beauty queen.
Yeah. Go more professional, keep it more business.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you're right. I need to change everything then and get rid of the crown photos too, because that's the crown stuff is not going to help me, really. I don't think. Do you?
Not if you want a job where you have to use your brain. No.
Yeah, I mean, I like the fashion hosting, the style segment, kind of thing, but I want to be more respected, not like you said, for the flaky, whimsical beauty queen thing, you know. And also right now there's too much controversy with all these pageants. They're getting a really bad rap, and it kind of makes me want to disassociate from it and disconnect right now, you know.
Well, I think that it was wonderful when it happened to you. I think it helped to boister all sorts of things, and you've done a lot of good stuff. But but if you want a career that gives you credit for having a mind, that isn't exactly it. But it's nice you did it. It looks great on a resume.
Yeah, for a past, for something that I did, and I had a wonderful time working with Special Olympics, and I made some good friends with Special Olympics. I loved that, and that was heartwarming for me to be their little queen, you know. And just like stuff like that helped me, you know, made me feel good, especially when I was just recovering from spinal surgery. You know, it just made me feel good to be there with them, you know, and now make friends with, you know.
Absolutely.
But, no, this is really awesome advice. I really appreciate it, Barb. And I wonder, do you really see me doing the anchoring, or do you think I'll end up doing something else? Because somebody told me I was going to be doing special events with children in the next few months on the radio the other day. They said I'm going to be working special events that would lead into the anchor job. It was like a lead-in, but I had to start with this other thing first.
Well, I think the more pokers you have in the fire, the better. I can't tell. I think that I think that you will definitely be anchoring something. I'm just not sure what.
Yeah, you've always saw that from the moment we first started talking.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll take any of it as long as it's positive, good news, you know.
I've never given anything but good news, I don't think.
That's true. You're so positive, Bob. I love it.
I mean, if you can... If you can laugh about your husband having cancer, then, you know, and it's not
Does
that I...
Does your husband have cancer right now?
Yeah, stage 4 lung cancer.
Patrick?
Yeah.
I have not heard this. Why have I met...
Oh.
I've not heard this. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
But we're fine, and he's never been healthier, except for the cancer. He looks great, and he has lots of energy, and we're doing it holistically. And he's fighting it, and so far he's doing a great job.
Wow. Well, I'm going to be sending him prayers for Patrick. Oh, my goodness. I had no idea. I'm so sorry that I didn't know this until now.
It's another learning lesson. It's another journey, and we're on it together, and it's going to be fine.
Yeah. Well, that's definitely the right mindset and attitude perspective for sure. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
I mean, the doctors haven't been encouraging, but what do they know?
What do they know? I mean, we're metaphysical about mind and healing your life through your mind, positive mind, and working
absolutely
with you guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you got a lot of tools, you know, valuable spiritual tools, luckily,
mm-hmm,
that will,
yeah,
help.
Yeah, actually, and life is good. We have each other, and every day is a gift. So we'll go,
yeah,
from there.
Aww.
Okay, girl. I want to see a picture of the new hairdo.
I'm going to be taking pictures of it. I'm going to do something this weekend and play around and have some fun, and I'll post some on your wall, and we can have a good chuckle.
Okay.
But anyway,
have
a very fun time tomorrow. I wish I was there to stop by and partake in all of the fun. Sounds wonderful.
Oh, it is. It's going to be a hoot. So I will fill everybody in next week on how it went, if I recovered by then. So I will talk to you shortly, I'm sure.
Okay, I love you. Thank you, Barb. Thank you, Jeannie.
Love you.
I love you too. Bye-bye.
Love you too. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okie doke. We've got another friend. This is cool. It's like old home week. Hi, Deanna. How are you?
I am great, Barbara. I am very happy to hear your voice. I listened to your show last week on podcast, and you were mentioning how you and Mary met a few years back at Walks with Thunder. So I looked it up and I listened to it.
Oh, goodness.
What, about 3 years ago or so?
Yeah.
And it was very nice.
Well, they weren't our finest moments, but
oh, they were fun. I liked them. I thought they were very spontaneous.
Oh, spontaneous is a good word. Yes, they were. He was an amazing man, and we had a lot of fun with him. I mean, anytime you're with someone who is an Indian shaman, and he did beautiful prayers. He actually did blessings that were just inspired. So,
I spoke to him once, but not on your. You were not on the show. I'd say about 2 years ago. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very
yeah. And you know, I do from time to time hear from him, and you know, he's still doing his thing. So, but it was lovely. Mary was the I think she was the Monday night co-host, and I was the Wednesday night co-host. I forget how it went, but we each had one night that we were hosting with him. It was a lot of fun.
Well, he has a resonating name, Walks with Thunder.
Yes,
wow.
you can imagine the fun we had with changing that around here and there.
I can.
I wondered
if you have a show tonight.
I don't think so. We're getting ready for the Psychic Arts and Crafts Fair, and I think Patrick has to be down at the hotel. He's our tech man, and he's in charge of making sure everything is in place and running smoothly. So I think he's actually very shortly about to take off for the hotel and supervise the setup and everything. And it's going to be over 100 or so people that are participating. So it's a lot of stuff to do.
Yes, it is. A lot of concentration and focus.
And to be honest, I really hadn't realized that there was quite so much work involved in it. So I think he's not doing a show tonight, but next Friday he is, and he's got all sorts of material for it. So he's just absolutely chomping at the bit. You know, he's having a lot of fun with all this. So this is a whole new venue for him to be. I mean, he used to set up all sorts of fair sites and things like that. He's never done anything quite like this, but happily I have. So, you know, we're in pretty good shape. You know, between the two of us, we're not going to ruin it. It's just going to be, you know, if we don't kill each other, we'll be fine.
I think you made each other a new chapter in both your lives, and it is great. That is great.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I have one more thing to remind you of.
Yeah.
I'll send you an email about it, about listening to the bell, to the bowls.
Yes, the singing bowls. Yes, I got your thing, and I do appreciate that.
I think it's going to be this month, but I'll let you know as soon as it is. My immediate concern is I'm still on the losing streak with a home, but I think we've come up with a couple new ideas, and I wonder how they will play out. I got a little scared because you did say last month when you spoke with me about Phoenix Rising Energy, and that sort of, instead of making me feel hopeful, it makes me a little scared. So I wonder how my house, or my home actually, comes into play with that.
Well, Phoenix Rising Energy means you keep the best and you let the rest of it go. And so it doesn't mean that you have to move. It just means Phoenix Rising is an inner characteristic. It's an inner thing where you sort of do a self-analysis of what works for you and what doesn't work for you. Every now and then I do the same thing with myself. I take a look and, you know, does the way I react this way to this thing, does it work for me or does it not work for me? Are there areas in my life that just don't work because I'm not seeing that they don't work and I'm not growing? So it's taking the best of everything you've got and allowing other good, great stuff to come in as well. So as far as your house goes, your house isn't involved in your personal Phoenix Rising Energy stuff.
Okay.
And when I look at the house, the area of the cards that has to do with home, I see laughter, joy, and celebration. So whatever it is you think that you've got online here or that you're working on, it feels as though it probably is going to work for you, to facilitate you being able to stay there and things to sort of I see a sense here of a greater sense of peace and tranquility. So it does feel as though you're at a point in time where things are going to work well for yourself.
Oh, thank you. It's been almost 5 years of suffering and just uncertainty for the most part. But yeah, I do appreciate that. And as a Scorpio, we definitely have that Phoenix situation coming up many times in our lives.
Phoenix Rising is a good thing. It means I've grown so much that it's appropriate for me to sort of let go of the old shell and allow a new, more broad, more expansive perception and spectrum to manifest from me. So, you know, sometimes we get scared of life and the situations that life offers us, and so we kind of roll up in a little ball, and that pulls our life down into a very small place. So this means that you're broadening, you're opening, you're expanding your arms, and you're welcoming and embracing what the universe has to share with you. It's a good thing. It's a very good thing.
You can't fly unless you expand your wings.
Exactly. And it's the same thing. You know, when you're trying to hold on to something and you're grasping it and you're holding it tightly in your hands and it's almost like a clenched fist, you have white knuckles and you're holding on so tight to keep something that the reality is eventually your hand is going to cramp and you're going to have to open it and release everything so that you have a hand that can receive the abundance that the universe wants to give you. A clenched fist doesn't allow you the ability to receive stuff from other people and from the universe. A clenched fist narrows your perspective, narrows the potential, narrows everything and limits it tremendously. But when you open your hand to receive, you get more than you actually, sometimes you need two hands. You know, it overflows. So, and I'm not saying you should let go of your house to see what the universe has to, you know, to offer you, because, you know, you're fighting for your home, and that's understandable. But at the same time, you have to understand the universe has a great deal that it wants to share with you, and you can't have a clenched fist because you won't be able to hold it.
It's not so much a house, but it is a home, and that's what is so scary. But, yeah, I was up at dawn this morning and looking at the sky, which was really beautiful here in Florida, and my plants and everything, and I just thought, okay, I am blessed today, and we'll see what happens tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I do hope work is in my future as well. Mm. It's been sort of scarce, but not...
No, it feels like things are picking up. It feels like things are going to open up for you. It really does.
I appreciate you, and one of the bad things that happened to me over these years gave way to the good thing of getting to know you for the past 3 years or so.
Yes.
And that's a welcome entry into my life.
Well, you know, sometimes when we're having difficulty, that's when really neat, wonderful people come into our lives. That's when we know the universe actually works. So, I value you and all of the wonderful information and the poetry you've written from time to time. I mean, you certainly have added a great deal of richness to my life as well. And that's, this show has, it's a two-way street. I get a tremendous amount from the people that call into the show and that are so wonderful and in the chat room every week. It's a phenomenal learning experience for me, and I wouldn't trade it, not for anything in the whole world.
But you're the spark that lights our fire.
Well, I wouldn't exactly call it a spark, it's sort of like I thoroughly enjoy what I do, and I am following a passion and a calling and a love that is amazingly rich within me. So I feel so blessed that I get to share it with people, because if people don't call in, I'm just talking to myself, and you know that's not too interesting for anyone. But it's sort of like, you know, without you guys, my gift doesn't do any good to me or to anybody else. So that you give me the time and the opportunity to put a philosophy out there that hopefully can be a benefit to lots of people.
You've said that you were a special education teacher before. I think you're still a special education teacher, but the special people are different now.
Yeah, I did. I taught special ed for 25 years, and I jokingly say that teaching special ed, you know, challenged youngsters prepared me for dealing with the general public. So,
and the jolsters.
Yes.
I love you. Thank you very much.
I love you too.
For
thank
Lisa, you.
You
know, talking to me, and enjoy Jeannie's company.
Oh, we are. We've already been shopping today, and we're probably going to go shopping again tomorrow and the next day. So it's all good. It's a lot of fun.
Thank you, Barbara. Bliss and bless.
Thank you to you as well.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we've got Kathy in Maryland. Hi, Kathy. How are you doing today?
My goodness, everyone's calling you. They called you before, like me too. It's like home day, like you said.
Yeah, it's every now and then I have one of those days when everybody is coming back in for either a checkup or to say how things are going. This is a great show. I love this show.
Yeah, I heard today from one of the mediums saying that things are moving slow right now. I know some people are saying, you know, well, why aren't things moving very fast?
Well, you know, the reality is we have total control of how fast things happen. It's just a matter of, you know, are we going to put the effort out for it? And general, I mean, you know, I wouldn't actually say that things are moving slow. I think they're moving faster.
Mm.
And
my angels are always telling me to slow down.
I can believe. But the reality here is that we're in control of how fast things actually do work. If we're creative and doing a lot of creative stuff in our lives, our life will move faster. Everything will begin to manifest faster. We have control over how much creative work we do, and it doesn't mean that you have to, you know, paint the Sistine Chapel or sculpt, you don't have to do anything hugely, gorgeously wonderful. It's just being creative. And the more creative you are, and that's creativity for the sheer joy of creation. And it can be gardening, it can be wrapping the garbage beautifully, it can be, you know, just anything that is creative. And that's where you open that channel. If you are creative, the creative channel is obviously open because you've got that connection with the other side. And you're opening a channel for the spiritual to flow through you and to manifest within your reality. And when the spiritual is manifesting within your reality, everything flows faster. You
right.
speed up time. You literally speed up time. So
what's my message for today?
Your message for today is to... It's interesting. The first thing that comes up here is what goes around comes around.
Uh-oh.
And no, that's a good thing. If you're giving out wonderful stuff, it comes right back at you.
Okay.
If you're giving of yourself to other people, they will in return do to you. It's a very positive thing. It's only a negative if you're treating people like crap.
Right.
But you're not. And your message does have a lot to do about healing energy, about understanding that your mere presence, your mere words have a healing quality for them, and there's an energy within you that is almost operating on its own, almost, just flowing from you, that you can't help but be a healer no matter what you do, and you don't have to lay hands on people. Sometimes it's words, sometimes it's actions, sometimes it's thoughts. And I do feel that you are a natural healer, and that you incorporate healing into almost everything that you do. And as you come into November, there's a sense of abundance about you that the universe is recognizing, is validating you. And as abundance comes into you, of course, it's appropriate to turn it around, to feed it back out into the universe and basically reinvest it, so to speak, spiritually. And as you come into December, you're pulling body, mind, spirit together. There's the element in January of a harmony of spirit, of creative energy and healing energy weaving together and creating a really new fabric of a cloak, if you will, of light energy around you. It feels as though you're moving into new dimensions. You're certainly learning how to deal with new dimensions. And there's a lot of work going on here. I feel that you... Actually, I see you working a lot at night. And it does...
I sleep.
Yeah.
No wonder why I'm so tired when I get up.
I would say that you do astral travel. I would say that you're certainly astral traveling. And I think you're teaching, you're being taught, and you're opening up to a lot of the wonderful energy that is inside of you. And as you get into the February-March time frame, there's a lot of work going on, not only when you're asleep, but when you're awake as well. And December holds that balancing time, that time in which you're learning to deal with everything that comes your way. And some of the stuff you sort of just let it flow, and some of the stuff rolls off your back. Some of the stuff you pull in and utilize for your own self, and it's a wonderful new time for you. You feel and seem to be in greater control of a lot of the things that are going on in your life. As you hit April, there's a sense of setting things up, of putting things in order, of making sure that you're. It feels like over the summer, from the June time on, there's a sense of new things coming up, and you want to make sure that you're very, very prepared. You're over-prepared. You're almost obsessive about being prepared about new things that are coming into your life. I don't know why you seem to think you need to be in control, because the reality is you're never in control.
Right. Why do I think that? I don't know either.
I mean, it's. I think that the insecurity of trusting the unknown to actually do what we expect it to do. So, but I would say that what you've got here is a freedom of spirit. It feels as though you're set free from a whole bunch of stuff by the time you hit May and evolving into new directions and new insights and new aspects of life here in the June timeframe. The summertime does look interesting. It feels like it's about you. It's about taking care of you. It's about being more spiritual about what you need to have in your reality. And it does feel as though there's this wonderful sense of new insights, new messages, new abilities, new talents in the July timeframe. I'm hearing Jeannie's phone go off here.
where's she from, Jeannie?
Jeannie's from Virginia.
Yeah, where? Can you say where in Virginia?
Oh, sure. She's in Gloucester County.
Oh, Gloucester. Okay.
She and her cousin came up to help me out with the fair.
Oh, great.
And they're here to shop. And
is she on Blog Talk too?
Oh yeah. Oh,
Jeannie? Oh yeah.
No, she's just on this show.
Oh, on this show. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
She keeps. Jeannie, could you get the dog out of here? She brought the dog down here.
I'm going to have to come up for one of your psychic fairs, or I saw.
Oh,
yeah.
It's more of a circus than anything else, actually.
It is.
But it's a lot of fun. It's wonderful. We have almost 30 vendors, and it's everything. You know, it's wonderful handcrafted stuff. We've got 6 authors that are autographing their books. We have energy workers, and then we have 7 psychics that will be reading all day.
Wow!
So, it's amazing.
Just like a fun day, yeah.
Oh gosh, yeah. We actually, Patrick's down there setting it up now, I think, and we're going to probably be down there later this evening taking stuff down, and then we'll be down there at 7 in the morning to have breakfast in the hotel and help the vendors get set and started. It's going to be an experience. I usually just walk in with my card, sit down, and read. This is more work than I thought it would be.
Uh-huh. Oh. Wow.
But you've got a great year coming up here.
Well, thank you. It was good to talk to you again.
Oh, I'm delighted you called in. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Feels almost like it's already the weekend. Sharon, I'm coming to you. Hold on a second. Don't go away. I have to just shuffle once here. Hi, Sharon. How you doing?
I am doing great, Barbara. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, no problem.
Good to talk to you. I've been wanting to talk to you for, I don't know, about a month or so, and finally I get to. Thank you for staying over for this.
No problem. So long as, you know, I hate to have people sitting and not getting taken. So long as Jeannie has screened you, I stay here. And actually, Patrick took over Jeannie's job one day. You'll notice I said one day. And I told him, you know, I walked him through how you screen the calls and stuff like that. And I said to him, just watch the timing, watch how many people you're screening and watch the time. And apparently he didn't hear that part of it, because with half an hour to go in the show, he had 20 people that he had still screened.
Oh,
he just screened. He screened everybody. I was on the show for about an hour and a half after the 2 hours, hitting everybody because he had screened them.
Oh, my.
He doesn't get to screen anymore.
Well, speaking of Patrick, if I may, I'd like to lend my bit of energy healing out to him and send that out to him, if I may.
Oh, absolutely. I think the only thing... has been said about the energy healing was not to send energy directly to his lungs because that's where the cancer is. And if you send energy to it, you help the cancer.
No. What I just do is send it to him, and however it works, it works.
That's fine. That's greatly appreciated. We would love to have it. And anything that is sent, you know, with, as far as especially people who are in this field, is wonderful. And I got to tell you, he looks great. You know, he hacks up a lung every now and then, but he really looks good, and he has lots of energy, and he feels good. So it is definitely a journey that we are on together, and it's a battle that in many cases doesn't feel like a battle. I lost my refrigerator to him. He's juicing everything that doesn't move. And the last time I looked in the refrigerator, I didn't recognize anything. So he got a small refrigerator for his juices and his teas, and I said to him, this isn't working for me. I can't even find my stuff in the refrigerator, so we're going to get another refrigerator for him for all of his fruits and vegetables that he's juicing and everything. So,
Well, I also heard while he was talking and was reminded that energetically, the meridian that is balanced, the lungs, is the large intestine. So there may be some cleansing that he might want to do in that area too.
Oh, thank you. I'll certainly pass that on. I know that we have gotten amazing advice from people that have been on the show. The one lady, Deb Schiller, keeps sending us all sorts of fabulous insight and different approaches to use, different protocols to use. So the show has been invaluable for advice for Patrick, and he takes it all, and he researches everything that people share. So it's been, you know, you guys are my support group out there. So it works well.
Great. That is wonderful, and, you know, that's another whole show that you probably could formulate from all the information that you're receiving around that, too.
Well, I said to Patrick, you know, once you beat this, this is a whole book, this is a whole website. I think that we've run across 5 or 6 different protocols that have been proven successful in beating cancer that are all natural, and the AMA did not approve them, so they were actually shut down and chased out of the country. And one of them, the Camas Prairie Tea, she had 55,000 people that she successfully cured of cancer. And
wow.
They would not listen to her.
Wow.
So yeah, no, there's great stuff out there. And the traditional methods of chemo and radiation, they do destroy the cancer, but they also destroy the white blood cells, and they destroy your immune system, and they kill you. So the cure kills you.
That, you know, that has never made sense to me. I would never do that. If I had cancer, I would never go that way at all.
No, and I think the AMA is scared that people are going to discover this. And you know, we went to Sloan Kettering, and all they offered was radiation, chemo, and surgery. And not only that, but they advertise that they have alternative methods there for acupuncture and chiropractic and spiritual stuff and whatever. And we asked about it, and those things are only available to us if we do the chemo, radiation, and so that's okay. We're doing all of that other stuff outside of that. So we're definitely approaching it intensively, and he is, if anybody knows Patrick, he is obsessively everything. And so we got a lot going on here, and he is strong, and he is positive, and if anyone can beat this, it's Patrick. So
there it is.
So we are positive, and we haven't lost our sense of humor. And so long as we can keep the laughter going, we're in great shape.
Indeed, I totally agree with that. You know, it's that joy and mirth and that all that high energy.
Oh gosh, yeah, and it was funny. We were going someplace the other night, and I looked at. We were in a really long line, and I went to the head of the line. I said, you know, I'm really sorry, but my husband has stage 4 lung cancer. We don't have time to wait, and they let us right in. And he said, what are you doing? And I said, milking this for all it's worth.
Yeah. Yep. Some things have their perks.
Absolutely. You know, if there's a perk there, I will find it. So how can I help you?
Well, you know, Barbara, I'd kind of like to see what you see for, you know, the next little bit, whatever comes up.
It feels as though, it's interesting, it feels as though you're pulling from past lives a lot. It feels as though there's a lot of material coming to you in the dream state, or even you are being drawn in new directions, that there's an aspect of intellectual stretching, of new things coming into you, of I feel you're an amazingly intelligent woman, and sometimes you forget that. And it's almost as though it's time for you to grow, it's time for you to stretch, it's time for you to move to new directions. I see that right at the moment you're creating a new foundation to work from, and it does feel as though you've got, as you get into November, there's law of attraction here. So it's sort of like do a vision board, get something like that working for you, because whatever you put out to the universe to manifest within your reality, you've got the energy, the focus, and the intent is here, so that the universe can help you manifest things a lot faster than one would think they would happen. There's a sense of light, love, and laughter here in December. It's almost as though it's almost a giddiness that is almost sickening, and only sickening because, you know, sometimes you can just have so much laughter that you want to throw up, and that's what I'm seeing. It feels as though there's a great joy here, there's a new openness, there's a fresh beginnings. January has fresh beginnings, new starts, clean canvases, if you will, and it does feel as though you are moving in some alternative directions that are beneficial to not only you but humanity as well. Compensation coming in here, new directions, information from outside sources that you didn't expect. And again, I want to pull in past lives here, because it does feel as though you have been someone who has worked outside the box and broken trends and been at the fringes of new beginnings, fresh starts, of new philosophies, of new paradigms, and it feels as though something like that is right here. We're on the fringes of it, and you apparently are one of those people that has a voice and a presence that can put the message out there and across. And it does feel as though as you move into March that your insight, your intuition, and your ability to take abstracts and make them concrete so people can absorb them into their consciousnesses and once absorbed can set seeds that can certainly change evolution and creation as we know it. So that you have a lot of really heavy duty stuff here. There's a sense here of dualities, of dealing with not only this dimension but other dimensions, of reaching into other dimensions for insight and information and sharing that. There is the aspect also, as you get into the May timeframe, of being able to take things that don't feel comfortable or as though they're of a horribly positive nature and turning them to your advantage, of finding the positive there and working with it, of allowing yourself to utilize your sense of humor and by doing so, taking the sting out of something that for other people might have been a sting. I'm not seeing bad things here. I'm seeing that you're being challenged and you rise to the occasion and go beyond it. There is a sense of working in new directions, of opening doors and windows, of letting fresh air flow into stale rooms and bring new insight, love, color, variety, and laughter. The summer is profound. You're embraced by love. It feels so the summer is so busy that you don't even have time to breathe. And that's a good thing, because you're hitting and touching a lot of people that you have not expected to. And as you come into September, there's a sense here of commitment, of committing yourself to even reaching further into the outer reaches to bring insight, reason, and understanding to people who are actually searching, but they don't even know it. Cool stuff.
Wow. Really, that's pretty overwhelming.
Yeah, that really was, wasn't it?
Yes, indeed, Barbara. Oh, I think I'm sorry I asked. Okay.
You never know what is going to come out of my mouth. That's the fun stuff.
That's true, and this is, certainly has been a year that constantly reminds me that change is always available.
Oh, yeah.
And prone to happen to me quite often.
And you know, it's important that you know, we understand that change is wonderful. Change means we've outgrown something. Sometimes I outgrow things that I like. But you know, I have to admit that sometimes and sometimes when we've outgrown things, it's a matter of sometimes things don't actually fit you, but you're comfortable with the fact that they don't fit. And sometimes things that you know, we don't really want to take a chance that they could be better. So we don't want to move, and sometimes that change just happens, and when we sit back and look, it's like, why did I fight this for so long? I think you're in one of those places.
Well, change is constantly happening to me, and I just, anymore, I try and be aware of it so I can move into it much more gracefully.
Well, I don't think the universe cares how we get there, just so that we get there, to be honest, and I don't think there's any way you can gracefully go where you don't know you're going.
Well,
go for it. Make every effort. I, you know, fully encourage you to go for it.
Oh, definitely. Going for it all, Barbara.
I know. You don't really have a choice.
That's true. Well, let's put our eyes open. But,
oh,
yeah,
absolutely.
You know, I love staying in touch with you because it's always so interesting what comes forth, and it does always seem to evolve. So I'll keep in touch with you and let you know what's going on. And,
thank you. I look forward to seeing you in the chat room and hearing you on the phone.
Thank you. And you have a great time this weekend. I know you will.
Oh, we will definitely. Take care now.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste. Also, want to thank everybody in the chat room. Thank you so much. All of the callers, thank you, thank you, thank you. You give me a chance to learn from you. And it has been a lovely, lovely day, and I so look forward to next week when I can fill you in on my I don't want to call it a fiasco. At moments, it feels like it's going to be, but I think it's all going to come together like those weddings that are, you know, hell in planning and everything falls into place at the last minute and it's a perfect day. I am sure that this is going to be one of them. So thank you so much, and I will talk to you all next week. Bye-bye now.